Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Today we're diving in to talk about inspiration, or maybe lack thereof, inspiration or motivation. I don't know if you guys have ever felt that way, or maybe you currently feel like that right now. So I want to dive in and kind of talk about some things that we can do to help you regain your inspiration, motivation. I kind of feel like those words are very interchangeable because sometimes it's like, I'm not inspired, which also means motivated, which also motivated means inspired. So it's kind of like, I feel like it's a very married word. It can be like the same thing, right? But why do we get that way? Like, why do all of a sudden we feel like we're not motivated to do something? Or why do we feel like we're all of a sudden not inspired to do X, Y, Z? And I was thinking about this based off of a conversation I was having with a friend of mine the other day. And we were just talking about just a bunch of stuff. Me and my friend Karen, we talk about 100 things all the time. It's like, you better hurry up and like grab your running shoes when you dive into any conversation that we're having, because we like jump from like topic to topic all the time. And we run businesses that are online. And then, you know, we just have a lot of conversation that we cover about, you know, like helping each other work through like a client situation or just like a personal situation. So the other day we were talking about just like motivation and inspiration, and we were just talking about like, gosh, why do people, you know, feel this way? Or like, why can we so easily get uninspired or like not motivated anymore? And so we were just having this conversation, and some of the things that we were kind of just thinking about was like, gosh, yeah, whenever people feel overwhelmed, or like when their needs aren't being met, or that they just feel like all of a sudden they're just like can't keep up anymore, they get burnt out, is when people start feeling this way. So we kind of concluded that, like, yeah, people, when they get burnt out, when they feel like their needs aren't being met, so like maybe they're not showing up for themselves first, like they're putting themselves last, they're getting overwhelmed, is whenever we start getting this like, ugh, feeling, right? We just get like, we don't have that like zeal or that confidence or like that, just like, woo, every single day. We don't have that energy because we feel drained because we're not showing up the way we want to. And so it's like this hamster wheel effect, right? And so how can we do that? Let's dive in and talk about that. And by the way, if you guys, this wasn't like all my thought process, but I was just thinking about it because I just had a text come through about my program. I'm like, oh yeah. So this is kind of last call situation. If you guys are wanting to join my Blissfully Balanced program, I did a challenge about it a couple weeks ago. If you guys are wanting to join this is kind of last call. I'll drop the link below, but if you guys have questions, please send me a DM. But this program only launches twice a year, and kind of what we're diving in today, we dive in and talk about a lot of this in that program. But the really cool thing in this program is that I'm here to guide you and support you through that, so that you don't have to guess like, where am I struggling, or why am I struggling, or what can I do, or what tools can you give me, or what support can you give me? Like, I am there walking you through to help make these changes so that you can get back on the bandwagon of feeling like yourself again, and you can get back to feeling on your A game every single day. And you become less inspired less often, right? My goal for my clients is to feel good every day. And I know that's like impossible. We don't live in a like world of cupcakes and rainbows, right? We're going to all have our days, right? It's not going to be perfect, but don't you want to like show up feeling good every day, and not just like, that's a rare occasion, or like people walk in, like you walk into the office and people are like, oh, why are you such in a good mood? Like, you don't want people to notice all of a sudden when you're in a good mood, right? You want to be in the good mood all the time, or most of the time, right? And you only want to be in a bad mood or crabby or sad if like it's because, you know, you had somebody pass away in your family, or, you know, you had a really like awful thing that just happened to you, right? So most of the time you want to be in control in your emotions and be like just on your A game, right? Like, I just can't, there's no other way for me to describe it. Like, that's how I call it in my life. I'm like, when I'm on my A game, I'm happy, I'm energetic, I'm organized. Like, I'm just on the ball. I'm on all the things, right? And I just feel like productive. Everything's getting done. Everything's good. I'm happy. I have time for me. I'm making time for my kids. My housework is good. My work stuff is good. Like my relationships are great. Like, again, might be a little cupcake and rainbow, but I feel like I truly can live that way 97% of the time, right? But there's a lot of behind the scenes work that happens to get us to that place, which is kind of like the first couple of weeks of what we dive in and talk about in my program is like, how do we get to that place, first of all, before we can start handling all this? But, you know, that's a whole nother bucket of things, but we're going to dive in and talk about this today. So that's how we get uninspired, is because when we get overwhelmed, when we get stressed out, when we feel like we're not making time for us, when we feel burnt out, maybe with housework or work, we get to this like, bleh, part of life, right? Where we're just like womp womp. And I just kind of call it Groundhog's Day, where you're just like doing the same things over and over again. You know, you're just kind of going through the motions. You're kind of just like, whatever, you know, and you're really not feeling like you're moving the needle. You don't really feel like you're getting ahead. You don't feel like you're getting more done. You just kind of feel like meh all the time, right? So how can we fix that? Let's talk about a couple of solutions of how we can really fix that lack of motivation. And how we can feel like we're like feeling good every day, or maybe getting back to ourselves, maybe what we weren't once kind of felt like. But, you know, I always relate to it as that feeling like, you know, there was a time in my life, and maybe you guys can remember this too, but I know that whenever I'm feeling like uninspired or unmotivated, I'm like, okay, well, how do I want to feel, right? Like, where do I want to be? And so I kind of take that myself back to that space of where I want to be. And I'm like, okay, so how can we get there? Right. And so that's kind of how I look at things for myself, is like, where am I now? Where do I want to be? How are we going to get there? And then I kind of make that, like conscious, like thought in my brain. And then we dive in from that way. So, okay. So what can we do? What can we change? What can we make better? Right. So sorry, I am distracted. As you guys can probably tell, I am trying to not kick my dog and relocate my feet. And I am not good at multitasking, you guys. Oh, I am. Ever since I've had kids, it's like, I can only think and do one thing at a time. And that's literally it. And, I feel like sometimes it shows. So I'm really sorry if I lost my train of thought here for a second. Okay, let's dive back in. Okay, so whenever I'm feeling that way, I address like, okay, what's going on? Why is this happening, right? How can we make it better? What can we do different, right? And so I kind of like address that there, okay? And then I say to myself, okay, I am definitely feeling uninspired. I'm definitely feeling unmotivated. Let's make a list. Let's make a priority of what needs to get done. So I break things into manageable chunks of time. And I say, okay, I can get this done today. I can get this done tomorrow, right? And then I write down each positive thing that I've actually done as well. Because whenever we're trying to make this list of things to do, when we're feeling overwhelmed, when we're feeling stressed out, it can be very, very easy to kind of dwell. And okay, well, I haven't gotten this done, or this still needs to get done, or I still haven't got that. It is so easy for us to stay in the negative, right? It's so easy for us to stay in that negative mindset and that negative thinking pattern when we're feeling overwhelmed and uninspired. But what we need to do is also identify what's going well. So not only should we be focusing on what still needs to get done, or what still needs to happen, or what we haven't gotten done yet, and dwell on the negative, we need to start focusing more on the positive. Like, hey, you know what? Today, I reorganized my kitchen and I did 4 loads of laundry. Woohoo, right? Like, we need to celebrate the progress, and we don't do that enough. And that's one of the things that we have to start doing, is celebrate the good things, celebrate the progress, because then you can look back and be like, wow, I did that. Wow, that feels good. It motivates you to keep going, right? So yes, we need to keep that list, write down that list and break everything into manageable chunks of time of what we need to get done. And then celebrate it. Like, I love at the end of the day to like look back and think about what I got done that day. And sometimes I'll tell my husband and he's like, cool. He doesn't care, but I care. And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel more accomplished. Like, I'll sit there sometimes on a Saturday and I'll be like, wow, like today. And I literally will like say this out loud to myself. So you guys can call me weird, whatever. But sometimes I'll be like, I slept in today. I went and took my kid to practice. I came home and did 3 loads of laundry. I watered the plants. I unloaded the dishwasher. I washed sheets. I worked in my office for 30 minutes. I snuggled with my son on the couch. I went and got groceries and took a shower and went and had dinner with my family or my friends by 6 o'clock. Like, I kicked ass today, right? Like, I love to make sure that like all my boxes were checked. Because for me on the weekends, my checked boxes look like getting productive, like getting ahead on things around my house. So like whether that's catching up on laundry or cleaning or just like, oh shoot, like this order form for my daughter's fundraiser has been sitting here. I really need to like turn that in this week. I got to get that done, right? Like getting caught up on things that have like haven't had my attention all week, making sure that I'm like getting self-care in, whether that looks like sleeping in or watching a movie or reading a book, whatever. I'm getting my stuff checked, like my boxes checked, right? I'm being with my kids and my husband and making sure I'm spending like individual time with them. That might just look like cuddling with my son on the couch for 5 minutes. That might look like going and sitting on my daughter's bed on a Sunday afternoon and talking to her for 15 minutes, right? That might look like going to dinner with my friends or spending quality time with my mom, like whatever it means. Like to me, I feel like I did a dang good job this last weekend. If my home is taken care of the way I want it to be, if I'm taking care of my friends and my family. And does it happen every single weekend? No. But whenever I can sit at the end of the day and like reflect on all the good stuff that I did and all the progress that I made, like, hello, we have to be our own best cheerleader sometimes because you don't have your husband or your kids cheering you on that you did all that stuff, right? Like you have to. And so that's going to keep you going. Be like, I did it, right? So we have to celebrate our wins and our progress. We have to. And we also have to make time for yourself. So if you're feeling unmotivated or uninspired, a lot of times it's because you're feeling burnt out or maybe a little bit depressed. And in a lot of times it's because you're not making you a priority. You haven't showed up for yourself to get your exercise in, to eat well, to sleep, to go get a pedicure, like whatever that looks like for you, you have not made time for that. So you're feeling deflated, right? You have to show up for you every single day. And moms, especially, I know this is hard. Like, hello, I've been there, done that. I know. I went through several years of not showing up for me. It is not worth it. Because guess what? You're going to come to a day, one day, where you've had enough and you're so sick and tired of not showing up for yourself that you literally just lose it. And that's where I was at several years ago. So you can learn from me. Don't make that same mistake. Don't go down that path. It is literally not worth it for your like mental health and your physical health. Not worth it. You have to start showing up for you. If that means taking a walk for 10 minutes outside after the kids go to bed at 7:30 at night, do it. If that means sleeping in on a Sunday morning and your husband getting up with the kids and feeding them breakfast, do it. You have to. Like it is like literally non-negotiable. And I wish like women could get this. Like I want to like just walk up to women sometimes that are feeling so deflated and stressed out and like shake their shoulders and be like, sister, hello. You have to show up for you. Nobody else is, right? We have to. So you have to start scheduling in you time every single day. And if it's not every single day, then it needs to be like an hour, like 3 times a week, right? Figure it out. But making sure whatever you time is for you, that it's actually filling your cup up. So if you need to go get your hair done, but getting your hair done does not fill your cup up, it's probably not the right thing to go do, right? Maybe going for a walk or going to a yoga class or going for a hike by yourself or maybe going and visiting your mom or your grandma or maybe going to lunch with your best friend. Maybe that's what's going to fill your cup up. Maybe that's what you need this week. Go do that, right? Me, getting my hair done almost stresses me out. And that's why I literally don't go. I think I get my hair cut and colored like twice a year. I can't stand it. It does nothing for me besides makes my hair a little healthier that the dead ends are gone, right? I can't stand it. So that to me doesn't do anything. That's not self-care for me. Other women love it. Kudos to them, right? We all fill our cups up differently. You have to make sure that whatever you're doing really truly tickles your fancy, right? Maybe it's sitting down and having a glass of wine and reading a book. If that truly makes you feel good, go do it, sister. If it really doesn't make you feel good and you put that book back down and you're like, cool, I just wasted an hour and a half reading. Now I have all this other stuff to do still. That's not the right thing for you. And maybe it's just not the right thing for you at that time, at that season of life. Maybe it's just not that right thing for you for that day. Doesn't mean that's never the right thing for you. So you got to make sure that when you're scheduling in that me time, that you time, whatever you want to call it, it actually is like benefiting you. And then also always remembering to be gracious with yourself and giving yourself that grace. We don't give ourselves enough grace as women. Being gracious with ourselves is huge. And then being present with your family, with your kids, and with yourself. So making sure that when you are doing that self-care for you, that you're truly embodied in that moment, showing up for you for your self-care, right? That you're not also trying to read your book and drink your glass of wine and have Netflix on and scrolling social media. Like what? What are you even doing? Like, right? You're there. You're present. You're in the moment. When you are cuddling with your kids at night, or when you are running them to, you know, their sporting event, talking to them on the way there, being present in that moment. When you're out to dinner with your family and your friends, tucking away your damn phone. Oh my gosh, this is the biggest pet peeve of mine, you guys. Sorry. And being present with the people around you. Being present. In whatever way, capacity, whatever that means for you, being there in the moment. Because guess what? We are not slowing down enough as, I swear, like a generation, a world, a country, I don't even know. We are not slowing down enough to be in the moment. There are so many things that are constantly trying to draw our attention, most of the time our phones, that we're just like not here. Like we're not right here. We're like our noses on our phone with like watching our you know, Facebook friend from California going on a hike with her daughter. Like what? Here. We need to be here. Like not being present is such a disservice to yourself and those around you. Start being more present. Start practicing presence. Tucking away your phone at a mealtime or dinner with your kids or whatever, like, and if it's so tempting for you to have your phone, if that's your distracting thing, is your phone technology, leave it in another room. My phone goes on my charger at the end of the day once my kids get home from school for several reasons. One, so that it doesn't distract me because my phone's going off 24/7. Like, number two, so that it can stay on the charger so it can charge, so that I actually have a charged phone when I go run errands and run my kids to all their sports in the next hour and a half. And three, because I don't want it near me. Like I need it away from me, right? And I'm also the queen of losing my phone because I put it on so many chargers. Like it's like, I never know where my phone's at. I intentionally leave it at home sometimes. I intentionally leave it in my car so that I can be present with those around me. And people know where I'm at. They can get a hold of me if there's an emergency, right? If my kids aren't with me, then I usually don't do that. But if my kids are with me, a lot of times we do whatever, like take a picture, whatever, from my husband's phone and I'll send it to my phone. And I'll have it for later, right? Okay. I hope this really encourages you guys and really helps you guys understand how to get re-motivated and re-inspired. Again, if you truly feel like you like cannot overcome this, if you've been in a slump for a really long time, I really, truly urge you to join our Blissfully Balanced program. I am not just saying this just to say this for fluff. I am saying this because I truly care about helping women not be where I was 7-8 years ago. Like I have a burning passion for it. I want women to feel happy, feel productive and energized and just good every single day, or at least most days of the week. We deserve to feel good. You deserve to feel happy all the time. And there is never going to be a better time to make changes in your life. You're never going to be less busy. You're never going to have more money. You're never going to have more time. That's hilarious. Like things just keep always adding into your schedule, right? More time, space, energy, whatever is never going to happen for you. So if you are truly feeling burnt out, if you are truly feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and just done every single day, or literally like you can never get ahead, please take the time and invest in yourself. Get the resources and tools and support that you need to start being the best version of yourself every day that you deserve to be. You, number one, deserve to be that. And then number two, your family deserves to have the best version of you every single day. Whether that's your husband, whether that's your kids, whether that's your dog, like whoever, they deserve for you to be happy too. And you deserve for them to be present or happy in your presence, right? It's like a double-edged sword. It's a double, everybody wins, right? So please consider that. Please think about that. The link below to check out details to that program is in the show notes here. But registration will close. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I think it's like Saturday. So our program starts October 2nd. So this is a time sensitive podcast, obviously, but don't miss out. This won't launch again till another probably 6 months. And you really don't have 6 more months to continue to feel unhappy, do you? Like, do you want to start the new year like feeling like still in this funk? No, right? I can answer that for you. No. All right. I'll see you inside the Blissfully Balanced program, guys. Click the link below in the show notes to join us. If you have questions, always send me a DM. And I am always on the other side. It's me. I don't have a bot or anybody else answering my DMs. It's me. And I can support you in however you need support or answer any questions for you. So, all right, guys, have the best day. I hope this podcast really helps you to find inspiration back into your life. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.